archive radio interview, recorded on the 13th of December, 1985.
What does Christmas mean to you, Prime Minister?
Well, I think it means a whole kaleidoscope of memories. But above all, there's an overwhelming impression of family, of warmth, of happiness, of the love of friends, and of just stopping life from its hurly-burly for a moment.
Is it
and sitting down and enjoying things together.
Is it for you personally, though, more of a religious occasion or a family occasion?
It is both. I remember so well how I used to love the practices for the Christmas carols we had at school, how I used to love taking part in the nativity play, and now how always I read the lesson at church on Christmas morning, and also the Sundays leading up to it, and all of the preparations, you know, all of the anticipation. It is both. But of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without the religious side of it. And we must never forget that, because it just reminds us that it's not really selfishly to enjoy ourselves. And it's not only peace on earth, it is goodwill to men.
But will this Christmas mean a complete break with affairs of state, or will the phone continue to ring?
Well, I hope it won't continue to ring. Although I remember the occasion when the Soviet Union went into Afghanistan, just immediately after Christmas Day, the telephone was ringing, of course, and we had to get together and decide just exactly what to do and what messages to put out. But they don't bother one unless there is something very urgent. And of course, I listen to the radio and watch television just to make certain that there's no terrible tragedy, because sometimes there are. They're bad at any time, but at Christmas time, they're even worse.
Will you have all your family about you this Christmas?
Yes, it's marvellous. They return from the ends of the earth, and they come home. And we also have quite a number of friends in on Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas Day, because, you know, if you've got a big turkey, you might just as well have quite a lot of people as a few. It's no more trouble. And then we have usually a kind of buffet lunch on Boxing Day, you know, grand eating up of everything from Christmas.
Can I ask you, is there a particular time or an element of Christmas which means more to you personally than any other?
We have here also a party at number 10, when everyone who works here, and over 100 people who work here, and everyone who has been working here but who's left us in the last year, comes in, and everyone who supplies is always associated with about 200 people. And I think carols, Christmas carols, mean a very great deal to me. As I told you, I loved them when we practiced them at school, at church. And we always at this party, although we have a disco and then we have a string quartet, because there are some youngsters who like the disco, and that's very noisy, so we put them in a room apart. Then another room has a nice string quartet playing all of the music that we love, and that's for us older ones, you know, who don't want our eardrums split with decibels. And we always have carols. So you're going to the disco section, to the string quartet, to dance, or to talk, or to eat. I get everyone together in that large room, and we have carols. And always among our number, there are some who've got good voices and someone who can play a guitar, so we get them together, and we get this little choir together. And it is, I think, the singing of carols that really brings home both the feel, the sound, the music, the togetherness and the message, because the carols have the message as well.
There will, of course, be a lot of people who won't be at home this Christmas. I mean, people in the services, people who are working. And I'm thinking particularly of those in hospital. Do you have a special message for people in hospital this Christmas?
I think they'll be thinking of the best Christmases they've ever known, just as we shall. Because it isn't specific things. It is just an atmosphere. It's a feel that stays with you. And usually it's a feel of the happiest times. But to those who work at Christmas, we're very conscious that without them, we couldn't have our marvellous Christmas. Without the nurses, the doctors, the orderlies, the telephonists, the people who work on transport, the people who sometimes work in hotels, the people who protect us, the police, the armed forces. Without them giving up their Christmas, we couldn't have ours. And we're unbelievably grateful. And we hope that their working time is made as happy as it can be, that they've got Christmas trees, that they've got crackers, they've got gifts, that they're singing carols, and that they really are at work having something of the spirit of Christmas.